T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL No Huddle Round 2 here on a Monday afternoon, midday show with Andy and Randy. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll get the phone lines open again in about 15 minutes. Had some really good calls in the 11 o'clock hour, obviously reacting to what was the worst loss of the Falcons season thus far from yesterday, which is crazy to say given that they got beat 30-0 by the Carolina Panthers. Yes. Just reading some of the post-game commentary as well, Raheem says, it's the National Football League. If you don't come ready to play, clearly we weren't today. These things can happen. I just don't understand how that can be true. Like, how can you not be ready to play?
I don't know.
In the situation that they're in.
And I think that's one of the things where, you know, that whenever you're wearing that hat of being out there, one of those players are getting your ass kicked, and you're sitting there, and you ultimately look at yourself. You're like, am I playing? Is it me? Because you go back and watch the film, like, I played – all right, but as a collective, we didn't play well. Why didn't we play well? And you go back, well, the team played better. Like, the come out flat thing.
Right.
I've been there where you're like, why the hell don't we have a rhythm? It's hard when you are like my position, you're a reliant player,
right,
meaning you need somebody to throw you the damn ball for you to get busy.
Right.
But are you doing everything in your power to do that, or this other team? It seems like every time you run the ball, you think it's a great play, somebody's there. Like, you got out-coached. You got out-coached. You got out-schemed. And you were not able to put your players in a position where they can combat that. Because that's your job as a coach. Okay, they're doing this. So, hey, fellas, we're going to do this so we can put y'all in better position.
Maybe they were ready to play.
Maybe they were.
Maybe they just called bad plays.
That's what it is.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, it's just hard for me to imagine on a Sunday at 1 o'clock,
yes,
knowing you get 17 of them,
mm-hmm,
coming off a loss to,
yes,
San Francisco, yes, at home against Miami, you're like,
yeah,
you're not up for it.
We're not adjusted to it. Okay.
Like, yeah,
and then eventually you get to one like, well, damn.
Right. Well, it's like nothing's working.
Nothing's working.
Yeah. Then you're out of rhythm. Yep. And it's, yeah. And it happens so fast, too. And that's the thing about yesterday was like, it didn't take long
for it to get out of hand.
For it to be like, oh,
yep,
this is how this one's going to go. Kirk doesn't look good
you
at all.
Felt,
they can't run the ball. Yep. They're moving it up and down the field. Achan, we talked about Achan last week, and me and Joe yesterday morning, like, careful with that guy.
Dude,
he's an explosive player.
He can go.
You get the ball in his hands, and he can go, and you're missing your fastest linebacker. And yeah, all that happened. All that happened. We'll get back into it. Phone lines will be open in about 15 minutes.
I was going to go because we were in order. Baltimore, obviously.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, Baltimore yesterday needed that damn win.
Yeah.
They needed to win so bad yesterday. They're bleeding. It was coming down to the wire whether Lamar was going to start or not. So they're like, okay, can we just get one more game? Hopefully win. Lamar comes back on their Thursday night game.
Yeah, and when we found out as the week went on, because they were pretty, maybe even like a little too weird about the,
yes,
injury stuff.
Yes,
like they might
that
get in trouble.
Yes.
But then as the weekend was going, it's like, wait, Lamar's not going to play. Oh my God. Cause the Bears have been playing some pretty good ball, but they were able to go out there and still get the win. Derrick Henry played well. And, yeah, like you said, now he comes back and 2-5, still a steep hill to climb.
We saw last night, the Steelers lose all three teams in the division lost yesterday.
Yep.
And so that's why we were talking before I left. Like, Baltimore's still a favorite to win this damn division, as bad as they have been, because you saw what the Pittsburgh Steelers look like.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I turned that game on, Sunday night game, probably early in the third quarter. The Steelers were up by a touchdown.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, the Packers just got it going, man. Like, they scored 28 in the second half.
If Jordan Love plays like that, they're going to be a problem.
Yeah, man. When he's throwing the ball like he was and moving around, keeping plays alive like he was in the second half of that game last night, they could beat anybody. 5-1-1 at this point. Let's hear Brian Daboll, the head coach of the Giants. Bad story yesterday with them. It almost feels like it's just always waiting for the other shoe to drop with the Giants. There was a little moment of excitement with the quarterback and the running back. Scadaboo gets hurt. Here's Daboll on that.
Feel absolutely terrible for the young man. Obviously, he saw it look bad. Feel for anybody on your team that goes down and has a really bad injury. And I feel, and I know the players feel the same way about Scat.
Dude, that was, you never want, you don't want to see anybody get hurt.
But if you haven't seen it, don't.
Don't watch it. Yeah. You know, and Bo's asked, yeah, it's got to be one of the things. I'm lucky I've never, other than my fingers being crooked, nothing like that has ever happened to me. But I've seen that to teammates, man. And it's the most, and you saw how his teammates react, especially saw Jackson Dart. Yeah. It's gut-wrenching to watch anybody that, leg look like that, man. And like you were saying, I mean, every time they get some good stuff as far as the Giants, somebody, they lose somebody. Jackson Dart played good yesterday.
Yeah, he did.
Played good yesterday. Obviously, the Eagles played better. A.J. Brown wasn't there. Saquon, second play of the game, breaks one. It's amazing.
They finally got the big Saquon play.
Because they got up to the second level and got a chance to give him that crease. And once he gets there, he showed you how good he is. Now you're like, oh, well, is A.J. Brown, do they need him? Yes, you need A.J. Brown, damn it. All right, he's too damn good to be trying to consider, what do you call it, subtraction by addition or addition by subtraction, whatever phrase is.
You can beat the Giants at home in October without him.
Yes.
You're going to need him for the playoffs.
Yes.
He's such a huge part of what they've been able to do the last handful of years.
Yes.
He makes your team better.
Yes.
But Saquon was running all over the place yesterday. Hadn't seen that in a while. Bills bounce back after a couple tough ones. They beat the hell out of the Panthers yesterday in Charlotte. 40-9. Andy Dalton starting because Bryce Young's banged up. I don't know what the timeline is on that one, but
ooh, Lord.
Yeah, man.
Ooh, child. But Cookie got going. They just ran the house. Just let Cookie just go
200 yards on the ground.
Let him get his grind. No, they didn't need Josh Allen to have a big day to beat Carolina. Andy Dalton looked awful yesterday.
Awful.
Just like most of the backup quarterbacks, except for Snoop. I wasn't calling my boy Snoop Minutes, but Snoop Huntley.
Yeah, Huntley played good.
Snoop Huntley.
Former Pro Bowler.
Yeah, don't forget about that. That jersey's hung up somewhere,
It's somewhere. Look, man, you can't take it away from him.
Hell no.
Nice win for the Texans over the 49ers. The 49ers had just kind of been piecing them together, man. Like, good coaching and execution and all that. Well, the Texans got their way with them yesterday, 26-15. The Bucks keep rolling. Yep. They beat the hell out of the Saints. The Saints bench Spencer Rattler for Tyler Shuck at one point in that game. Bucks are 6-2.
Yeah, they're 6-2 and not whole. You know, I think that's the biggest thing about them.
Hurt.
And everybody's hurt, man. And so, I mean, the way this division is, you know, nobody's threatening them. You know, nobody's threatening them, so they're going to sit back and wait for everybody to get healthy, find ways to win games like this against teams that you're supposed to beat, and, you know, just continue to build this lead because there's nobody else in the South that is threatening right now. So, I mean, you know, and Baker's playing well. Mm-hmm. Baker didn't have a great day yesterday, but he was good enough for them to win that football game. The Saints are horrible. I mean, I was waiting for you to put Shook in there. You moved up in the draft to get him.
Yeah, you did draft him.
You did draft him in hopes of being your starting quarterback for the future. Give him a shot right now.
Broncos beat the hell out of the Cowboys yesterday.
Cowboys.
Bo Nix threw for 4 touchdowns. Yeah, their defense is very bad.
That's another damn uniform that they just need to just keep. That's another uniform.
That they need to keep?
That they should keep.
Come on, the Broncos. I agree.
Yeah, just wear that.
The Elway era?
Yeah, like, just wear those.
Yeah.
Just wear those.
Who's the player that comes to mind first when you see that era of Broncos uniform?
John Elway.
I think
Carl Mecklenburg?
No, Steve Atwater.
Okay.
The safety. I think of him first when I think of those jerseys. Because when they went to the new jerseys when they won those 2 Super Bowls with Terrell Davis.
Mm-hmm.
So Elway had the end of his career with those.
Yes.
And those are all the highlights you've seen. I think of Elway with those jerseys.
Yeah,
too.
But I'm just telling you, though, like, they were some. They couldn't win the Super Bowl, but they had some good ass teams.
They were so good.
They were so good, man.
Best record in the NFL is the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah, man.
7-1. 38-14 winners over the Titans yesterday. Daniel Jones continues to play well.
They're talking about trying to find ways to give him another contract. I wouldn't blame him for doing that. Obviously, Jonathan Taylor is toting, and I mean toting, as my boy Big Foss, that tater.
Another couple touchdowns.
Yeah, man, he's playing really, really good. Their defense, as you like to mention, is really, really good. Pittman's playing well. They got the big tight end. Happily belated National Tight End Day yesterday. I saw the boys getting down yesterday. But, yeah, and everybody's getting their job safe. Shane's going to get a coach another year.
Yeah.
Ballard gets to keep his job another damn year.
Well, remember there was that story early in the year about the – the owner, she's a part of the ownership group. Yes. She's Irsay's daughter, right? Yes. On the sideline kind of taking notes. Mm-hmm. One of their defensive players, Grover Stewart, who actually went to Albany State, mm-hmm. had a picture of her on his shirt yesterday after the game.
Way to go.
Yeah. It was her taking notes.
Way to go.
On his shirt. Well,
way to go.
That's a smart way to get a little.
Sometimes y'all need to just
get a, just, get a contract
sit
extension.
Your, sit your ass down.
Just trying to show a little show a little love for the owner.
Sit your ass down. Sit your ass down. The Packers, I mean, if Jordan Love plays like that, because we just talked, when you were talking, they're going to be so good, man.
Yep.
Because, I mean, for them to get that win, and he was special yesterday. We were talking about Kraft, the tight end. Happy tight end. I mean, this Tucker dude's such Kraft's a good player. Really he's good. Such a good player, man. He's such a good player. Christian Watson is winding his way back into shape and all those different things. You got Dobbs. I mean, Jacobs. They got – and then Micah Parsons. If you want to talk about the proper way to use this guy, that dude was lined up every damn where. And you saw the beginning of the game how Arthur Smith, they did a fantastic job because they were putting the wing over there. They were putting everybody over there. And then this dude, they was like, okay, stand up. Go stand over there. All right, when the ball snapped, run at Aaron Rodgers. And they were just giving Aaron Rodgers fits.
Final game of the week tonight. Commanders, Chiefs. Oh, Chiefs, man, are playing pretty good. Funny what happens when they get healthy.
Yeah, and I saw Jay Daniels not playing.
Oh.
Yeah, Jamie's not playing. Yeah. So, yeah, that's going to be
less fun.
Yeah, it's going to be like – they have confidence in Marcus Mariota, though.
I don't.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're still upset with him. Each Wednesday night, join our guy, Day-Day Lewis, for Prep Sports Nation, a comprehensive look at the teams and athletes that are making news in the high school sports across the state, brought to you by Ingles Low Price.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Prices, low savings. That is Prep Sports Nation every Wednesday night here on Sports Radio 99 The Game.
All right, Falcons fans, phone lines are open once again, 404-726-0929. Let's talk it out. Any direction you want to take it in coming off of yesterday's loss to the Dolphins. We'll get to the phones next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life.
Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hanzus and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.